Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to the August edition of Doc Talk. I want to start by reading a sentence here. And it says, Peace Health is proud to announce that Peace Harbor Medical Center and Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center Riverbend have received the highest rating possible, 5 stars, from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, joining me in the studio today is Dr. Willie Foster. He is the head of the emergency department. Jason Hawkins, the chief administrative officer. Ruth Frank is the chief nursing officer, and Natalie Johnson is our quality manager. Wow, I'm tired already. How's everybody doing?
Great. Good to be here.
Doing well.
Doing good, good. Let's start off with the what, why, and how. Recently, of course, this happened and it put Peace Harbor in the top 10% of hospitals in the United States. Why are CMS ratings important, and why is this such an important achievement for Peace Harbor? Who wants to jump on this one? Natalie?
Sure. So we are excited to find out that we received 5 stars. Why it's important is because CMS, so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it's really a validated way of showing the quality care that we're providing in the hospital. So they do this by looking at data and looking at data over a period of years. So it means that we're not seeing readmissions, so patients being discharged from the hospital and coming back. It means that we're seeing high scores with our patient experience. It means that we're providing safe and timely care, and also that we're not seeing unexpected deaths in the hospital.
Now, when I think of 5-star ratings, I kind of think of the scale of earthquakes, you know, 6 being bad, 7 being really bad. What is the difference between 4 and 5 stars?
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's really hard to like lose that last 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. So you about 25% of the country is a 5-star or a 4-star, I'm sorry. About 10 to 15% is 5-star. And we've been just so close the last 3 years. We've been 4-star 3 years in a row now. And it was really just kind of squeezing out that, getting that highest percentile, that highest decile for us. And really kind of what tipped us over the edge, I think, really is our patient experience scores. We've done really well clinically. In my time here, patients got healthier rather than getting sicker when they came to the hospital. Our readmission rates have always been really, really good with the community paramedic program we've had, and the swing bed program have helped with that. But really, I think patient experience is what probably tipped us over the top for this one.
Before we went live on the air, Dr. Foster mentioned the fact that this is a team effort. Leading the charge as the chief administrative officer, what do you see looking overall were some of the pinpoints that took us from 4 to 5? I mean, you mentioned patient experience, but in more detail, maybe.
Well, and I would probably defer to Ruth a little bit on this, but the patient experience committee that she's put together in combination with the PFAC, I think, has really, really kind of springboarded us into some better space, and she can talk about that. I think the other thing is it's cultural. You know, to get to 4 to 5, I think it does take a team effort, as Dr. Foster said. And it really is, as we've discussed, it's really the experience that as you start coming into the parking lot. You know, how close are the parking spaces, how we receive them in the waiting rooms, how we do well from the clinically. You know, we want people, you know, we don't want people coming to Peace Harbor because we're the closest facility. We want people coming to Peace Harbor because they believe we will take fantastic care of them.
I never would have thought of parking spaces being an important aspect of this. Well, Ruth, tell me a little bit more about your committee in that.
Yeah. So we revamped our Patient Experience Committee, or PFAC, like we like to call it, Patient and Family Advisory Committee. And what's key in that title is that it includes patients and families. So we had a committee of very dedicated people that were looking at ways to improve the experience for our patients, but we didn't have a whole lot of patients on that committee. So we stripped down the structure, changed it, invited patients from our community to join, and really instead of us deciding what we think would provide better experience to them, we asked them, is this meaningful for you? Does this make sense? Does this really matter to you? And some of the things that we as healthcare providers think are important are not as important to our patients. But what is important is compassion and kindness. And clinically, they expect us to know what we're doing. They think the doctors and nurses are good. They expect us to come to work, and we're there because we know what we're doing. But are we responding to them quick enough when they put their call light on? Are we providing them a service that makes them feel safe and cared for and protected and really valuable? They're our consumer. And so listening to the patients, we invited, it's hard at first. We heard a lot of, this is what's not working, this is what is not working. And so, but what became very clear, and I think one of the pivotal points, was our patients in the community do not see Peace Harbor Hospital separate from the doctor's offices, from the walk-in clinic, from any of their primary care clinic. They see us as one entity. And so we revamped the committee again and brought everybody in. So home health, hospice, the clinics, the docs. I'm very blessed that we have great physician leadership at Peace Harbor, and the docs are at every single meeting. You'll talk to Dr. Foster here soon. He's never absent from that meeting, listening to the patients.
He's never absent from many meetings.
True.
I've seen him all over the place.
But that really is unusual. And so to have physician engagement that we do is key, because then the patients are talking directly to the people that can help make a change. And we've really improved and solved problems. So we showed them, here's the problem you brought up for us. We fixed it. We loop back around. Has this really helped? And they would give us instant feedback. So it's been a really good dialogue back and forth. And we meet twice a month. And the patients hear everything. It's not something that's separate.
I think I would add just a couple of, points to that. One is, we certainly send out surveys of, and people send them back, but being able to talk to people and tease out the things that are, working or not working is a very valuable part of that. And just one example, in the waiting room, there's just one kind of chair, kind of standard size chair. And we had people saying, well, if you've had recent hip surgery, having a higher chair would be nicer, or some wider chairs. I never see that. I don't often go out into the waiting room, but this was important to people. It was brought forward. We were able to order some high chairs and wide chairs, and then they're in all the waiting rooms now. A little thing, but yet can make a big impact as you're sitting out there for 20 minutes waiting for your appointment and can get up out of the chair.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, bedside manner has been something that's been mainly associated with doctors, over the years. But as you mentioned, Ruth, it's all encompassing. It involves everybody. But I want to ask Dr. Foster, as a physician, this is just my thought pattern, or what I've seen in my life, is that the more specialized a doctor is in a particular modality, the harder it is for them to have that more compassionate bedside manner. Is that something that you've noticed over the years? Not that they don't have it, but that it's harder for them to work on.
Well, I think as we become more specialized in medicine, we forget what it's like to be a patient. We have so much knowledge about this certain area, and to try to explain to the patient in a way they can understand, to see it from the patient's eyes, can be difficult. And sometimes that can be viewed as a lack of compassion, when it's just, not realizing how I need to speak to patients and put myself into their shoes.
But that's obviously a hurdle that has been overcome due to the with in essence of the 5-star rating here, seeing the 5-star rating, that's something that's not really has been accomplished and achieved.
It's,
for the most part,
it's been achieved, but we need to keep on doing it. You know, and as new providers come on, have them realize this is the culture of our hospital. We want our patients to have an excellent experience, not just for the patient experience because it gives us 5-star, but they get better care when they're engaged with us and we're engaged with them in meaningful, you know, conversation back and forth.
Yeah. On the recruitment level, when you're interviewing a physician or a person for a specific space in the hospital, whether it's nursing or CNAs or that, how difficult is it to vet out whether they're going to be a good candidate in that compassionate area?
Sometimes it's hard to vet that out. That's why there's sometimes a probationary period when they start. But I think they go through a pretty robust interview process. We ask a lot of philosophical questions. We ask questions about, you know, what do they do when they're not working? What's important to them? What's their set of values? What's their vision for their career? I think you start to see the type of individual they are and those kind of things. And I think that helps a good deal. And oftentimes, the people who are wanting to come to a place like Florence, there's already kind of a set of core values that they're looking for, and that's why they've decided to apply. And I think seeing the 5-star status intrigues them more because they're wondering, okay, I know it's a smaller community hospital. What's their clinical? What's the clinicals like? Are they getting good outcomes? Are people getting healthier when they come to the hospital? And I think they want to come and check that out. And then they come to Florence and they see how beautiful it is, and then they come to the hospital and they see we're really just a reflection of the community and our culture and the way we take care of each other. I think it really becomes they come very excited during the interview a lot of times.
So. Peace Harbor has received a 5-star rating, and we're talking about that on this edition of Doc Talk. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're talking about Peace Harbor's 5-star rating. And while we were listening to commercials there, Ruth had mentioned the aspect of shadowing. Dr. Foster, talk to us a little bit about shadowing and how that helps in this 5-star rating process.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes there's an assumption you're a physician, you know what you're doing. And maybe you do clinically, but sometimes you could get tips from an expert in how to interact with people. And so we have a number of people that work mainly in the patient experience realm, you know, looking at these surveys we get, teasing out why are patients recommending, not recommending, and so on. And one thing that they can do is to come and watch a physician work for a couple of hours, watch them interact with patients, and then afterwards give some feedback, both written and verbal, like, you know, when you first come in, maybe, you know, doing this or trying to use more open-ended questions, lots of different things. I've had it several times, and I found it very beneficial, maybe a little bit scary at first that somebody that's not a doctor is going to watch me interact with patients and tell me how they can help me, but I thought it was excellent. I would like to see the program, you know, expand. It's we've had a few providers take advantage of it, but it's something I'm continually pushing.
So what was the best piece of advice you got?
I think the best piece of advice I had was, you know, simply at the end saying, are there any more questions you want answered? You know, a lot of times the patient has unanswered questions we don't pick up on. You know, like, I have abdominal pain. and I tell them it's not this, this, this. But what they really are asking is, well, yeah, but my grandfather had this abdominal pain and he had pancreatic cancer and died. And they might not say that, but, you know.
But they're thinking that inside.
They're thinking yeah. that. And so just being aware that often patients have questions they're not asking, and that's really what they want to know, and trying to get to what's that question. It makes them go away feeling, yeah, I got the answer I want.
Now, obviously, COVID-19, you know, kind of changed the whole realm of hospitals and how they work and how they interact with the patients. How has COVID-19 either helped or hurt the getting to the 5-star rating? As a quality manager, what can you see in that, Natalie?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that's important to say is that this the 5-star rating is really years in the making, and so we're so appreciative of our caregivers and how hard they worked and really continue to focus on providing quality care during COVID and during a time of higher stress and having to protect themselves and protect our patients, and that they really kept their eye on the ball and making sure that we were hitting these clinical quality outcomes. So, for example, a couple of these measures that we measure as part of 5-star is patients who are coming to the emergency department and how many of them leave before being seen. So really that means we need to be seeing patients who come to the emergency department in a timely manner and making sure that we know you're here, we're going to move as quickly as we can. Maybe while you're in the lobby, we can still get some labs ordered, and so we can start to understand what's going on with you. And so those are the kinds of things that our caregivers continue to really strive for, even during a time with so much distraction and really fear, you know, of keeping everyone safe. Another measure is how quickly you get if you need certain care for a stroke. Some of that's very, it needs to happen in a very timely manner. And so making sure that patients are getting the medications that they need, if they're eligible for them, you know, in a timely way, or how quickly they can get the imaging done. So the 5-star rating in the bucket of timely and effective care has a number of those measures that just really mean that we've got our eye on the ball, and it's continuous. It's, you know, every patient we need to be, you know, moving quickly and making sure that they're cared for in a compassionate way.
And the difficulty with COVID-19 was patient numbers up, hospital staff down, whether it was due to COVID illness or something. So that must have been a real challenge for the hospital. Ruth?
Yeah, and I think what points the dedication of the staff to come care for the community was evident when we first started COVID. They showed up in droves. They followed protocol to keep themselves safe. They segregated from their families during a very difficult time to make sure that they weren't being exposed so that they could keep coming back to work. So there was a lot of personal sacrifice at the beginning of COVID. As COVID kept going on, I've watched our staff, when we started caring for COVID patients here at Peace Harbor, really step up, never with fear or hesitation, to understand the science behind it, protect themselves, and care expertly for the patient. So again, it was that dedication to a calling of why they got into medicine. Why did they become a nurse? So I haven't seen the nursing staff shirk from the care that they've provided on any levels in any of our departments. It's quite remarkable. So yes, we were short-staffed. People came in extra. They went without seeing their family for days at a time because they knew they had to stay healthy to come back to work each day. And they did all of that.
And with no known time frame at that point of how long they were going to have to do it.
We're still in it. Yeah. We're still seeing COVID infections kind of pop up, and we remind the staff every day, take care of themselves, take care of their families, and if you're not feeling well, don't come to work. But if one is out, someone else is there to step up and come in. And that's both physicians and nursing.
What has been the approach and the kind of leadership from the clinical side that has brought about this 5-star rating? What have you seen in that aspect of it?
Well, I mean, you know, paying attention to all these, you know, measures, you know, like getting people the care they need as quickly as possible. And so being aware of the measures were, you know, rated on, not just to fulfill those measures, but truly because it does reflect good patient care. And, you know, if we provide good care for our patients, that's what they want and that's what we want, you know, to keep them healthy and to, you know, take them from sickness towards better health, you know. So that's one big part of the five-star. And then on top of that is the whole patient experience layered over that, because you can give excellent care and sometimes the patients don't sense that because of the way you're giving it. You know, it's cold, it's impersonal. So really that five-star is a combination of excellent care across the board, along with being compassionate, understanding, and caring.
Now, Jason, I'm sorry. I believe we talked about this off the air, and I can't remember. It's been a few minutes ago. But the overall aspects and the overall good results that come from having a five-star rating, as far as you mentioned recruitment, and I'm not sure. I think you mentioned that off the air. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the recruitment piece. I think, you know, I've been in a small-town kid and worked at a lot of smaller community hospitals, and oftentimes we're kind of, you know, perception is maybe our equipment is more outdated, or our staff aren't maybe as contemporary or trained in our smaller communities, and you know only you know miracles happen at larger city hospitals and those kind of things. But in reality, miracles happen every day at Peace Harbor. Every week, we're saving somebody's life in our emergency room or the inpatient side. And so, you know, getting this five-star status, I think, is a public-facing kind of thing. Where and potential caregivers or physicians are looking at, you know, where do we want to go next? Where do we want to work? So if they're looking to be, you know, part of a system that's stable, looking at maybe a community hospital versus an urban area, wondering, you know, what it's like to work there, they start looking at things like at our webpage, and they start looking at stuff like that, and they see, oh, they're five-star, or they've been four-star for a while, now they're five-star. This isn't just a shot in the dark. It really helps with that. And then when they come in for the interviews, they see the state-of-the-art equipment. They sense a culture. People say hello, good morning when they walk down through the halls. And they leave here going like, I really think I want to work. I think I found a place that's important for me to, you know, went to school and I've studied. I've been practicing for a while and I know what I want because I've been out. And this is what I've been looking for.
Now, we had scheduled Jody O'Mara to be here today, too, to talk about the community aspect of that. Does any one of you have an essence of how the community is responding to this?
Yeah, I'll take a swipe at that one, I think, and Ruth or Natalie or Dr. Foster. I think it's nice to be proud of the hospital and the community that you live in. And again, I think I mentioned it's a reflection of the community. And I've worked in sometimes or I've seen places where maybe the local hospital has a reputation of where you don't want to go. And I think the community is proud to be part of this and be able to say that when they talk to their friends and neighbors or someone thinking about moving here or just moved here, what's it like to get health care here? And it's like, well, you know, health care is a challenge nationally, but this is what works well in Florence. This is what you can say. And I think it does give us a sense of pride for that. I believe that to be true.
And you know, over the years, this has developed and gotten better and better and better. Peace Harbor has seemingly continued to better its relationship and better its reputation in the community, probably more so just before you came and then added on to that from the work you've done. Maybe ask Ruth this, I don't know, or maybe one of the rest for like today, where do we go from here as far as that aspect goes? I mean, there's no six-star rating, obviously, right? Or is there? Not yet.
Not yet. I think maintaining status is harder than achieving it sometimes because you have to show over longevity that you're providing that continued quality and compassionate care. And that's difficult to do. But the way you do it is by involving your teams, talking about it every day. Nothing happens by accident. I say this to Jason all the time. We grind every day to improve and make things better. We're working at it every single day. And by focusing on the outcome, which is not the five-star rating or the number of the patient experience, it's the
happy, healthy patient.
Correct. And it's the, I'm watching the nurses every day interact, and they know I'm watching. I'm watching you go into those rooms at change of shift and do change of shift report. I'm watching you interact with the patients, and the managers are doing that, not because we're hovering over them, making sure you better do this for a five star. I want, if every person in that bed were my mother, father, my grandfather, I want them treated the same way as anybody that's in that bed.
But you yourself must have a sense of pride when you see that going on, because you're seeing something that's happening organically, as opposed to necessarily having to go, you better do this, you better do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have remarkable, I have to say, I worked at another facility for the last 30 years. I came to Peace Harbor intentionally in the last two because of the culture of Peace Harbor. It's a remarkable hospital. This community has a remarkable hospital. And it's that culture within that building that is so amazing.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we are speaking with Jason Hawkins, the Chief Administrative Officer, Ruth Franks, who is our Chief Nursing Officer, Natalie Johnson, who is our Quality Manager, and Dr. Foster, who's over the Emergency Department. And do you have any other titles that I missed on that?
I just attend a lot of meetings.
You attend a lot of meetings. All right, we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. They're our patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
We're talking on this edition of Doc Talk about Peace Harbor's recent five-star rating that they received from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And Dr. Foster, we were talking during the commercials about the idea that one of the hardest things to do is to go see a loved one in the hospital. They get released, and then within days or weeks, they're back in the hospital again. Talk a little bit about the level of care that goes into kind of seeing that doesn't happen or doesn't happen as often.
Well, I mean, that's a big part of what's measured for that five star, but it's important for the patient, you know, because there's certainly, you know, a number of acute things going on, and we want to identify those and correct those. But there's a whole realm of other things going on with why people got sick and got there. You know, they didn't have support at home. They didn't understand the way to take their medication. So a big part of decreasing those readmissions is to see the big picture. You know, here's what we did in the hospital. Now we're sending you out. Do we have a good plan in place? Who's going to see you and follow up? Maybe it's home health in a couple of days. Maybe we can't fit you into that bucket, so we're going to have you seen by our community paramedic. You know, it's a program we stood up a number of years ago and we've talked about on the program. Making sure you have a timely follow-up with your primary care provider. All those kind of things so that, you know, we really take a holistic picture of keeping you healthy, not just the 4 days you were in the hospital, but having a solid plan that encompasses everything when they get out.
Now, Ruth, talk a little bit about the cohesive work between the nursing staff and the physicians and how that works also to kind of keep readmissions down.
Yeah, we have great physician partners. We have a very good care management department as well. To what Dr. Foster, it takes a village, it takes a community. So our care managers really are looking at that bigger picture and trying to wrap around services in the community, as well as we're very lucky in that the providers, we have excellent physicians, and the nurses, they really like each other. They get along, they talk very well. And when you have no barrier between your physician leader on the case and the nurses providing the care. And there's a safety to be able to speak up and ask questions if I don't know. It's a way that we address all the issues while the patients are in our care. And that's, we'd all like to say that happens always, but it's a very strong culture at Peace Harbor. They really like each other and they work very well together. And there's open communication back and forth. And the providers are very open to teaching and helping the nurses understand, if they don't, whatever clinical situation that they may have concerns. And the nurses aren't afraid to come up and ask. And that's huge. That's a huge patient safety component of care. And that's part of the safe care we're providing in the hospital.
And that goes back to Jason's comment about the culture of the hospital.
Absolutely.
And the culture of that works.
Yep.
And one of the things that you talked about is the path forward. And I think what I'm proud of at Peace Harbor is there's a level of humility where we really dig in and look at what we need to improve. And we have systematic ways of understanding, you know what, this didn't play out how we wanted it to. Let's sit down in a multidisciplinary group. So we've got doctors there and nurses and every person that was part of the care team, and really understand, how do we make this better for patients in the future?
So in essence, there's no sort of culture of, well, we've arrived.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah.
We so are on
like,
our way.
It's like that, that humility is saying, okay, we realize we have achieved this, but there's so much more yet to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has been great. Anybody else have anything to add before we go? I think we covered pretty much all of it.
No, this has been great. Glad to give us the opportunity to share our story and just a truly amazing, spectacular group of people that work on our campus.
Again, Dr. Willie Foster, Natalie Johnston, Jason Hawkins, and Ruth Frank, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.